Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are, of course, live, all the way live from the TireRack.com studios. And look, folks, we're in the final stretch for you to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. You don't want to miss this. It's the world's best. And they're all headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championship. It's November 3rd and 4th. And the countdown begins now. So get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Also, the Odd Couple podcast. If you miss any portion of this show, all you have to do is download the podcast. There's new episodes that go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple, wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. At the bottom of this hour, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, who joins us every Monday of the NFL season. We'll be back to talk about the weekend's games.
Chris, one last note on this game seven that's about to start. As a manager, you know, you got Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker. Their records in game sevens, Bruce Bochy 2-0, 2014 World Series and the 2012 NLCS. He won both of those. Dusty Baker 0-3.
Wow.
2020 ALCS. 2003 NLCS and the 2002 World Series, which I covered when the Angels beat the Giants in seven games with Barry Bonds. That was Barry Bonds' best chance right there to win a World Series in Game 7 they lost.
Wow. Wow, okay. Well, we'll see if that holds true tonight. It does look like the NLCS is headed towards 7 as well, Rob. Ninth inning, Arizona up 5-1 and a man on third.
Right.
With one out. So they could even increase this lead. All right, Rob, I'm sure this was a game, an outcome that when it happened, many people thought of you. And that was the Baltimore Ravens. Certainly a long-time Odd Couple listeners definitely thought of you.
Is that right? Did they see my Twitter? Oh, okay.
The Baltimore Ravens absolutely dismantling, and that's an understatement, the Detroit Lions. Rob, it was 35-0. And they, look, you don't need to make it worse, but they could. This could have been worse than 38-6. But it was a true beatdown in every sense of the word. Jared Goff's worst game of the year. He still may later on because their schedule is weak. Rob, they only have one team left with a winning record on their schedule. Think about that. So they could really make that win-loss record look pretty. But it was Jared Goff's worst game of the season. because they pressured him and he just was out of sorts the whole day. But yeah, what were your thoughts? We've been waiting with bated breath. Did you do any mouse tweets?
I just sent one
urinating
out.
Urinating mouse?
Yes. I said it was so quiet in Detroit you could hear a mouse urinate on Jim Caldwell's walking papers, Chris, when they ran him out of town.
That's a good one.
That's not bad. Yeah, no doubt. You know what, Chris? This is why I've always pumped the brakes and I've been hesitant with the Lions, because it's not just about winning games and having a great regular season. I told you before, they've had good seasons before. I've covered them. They've won 11 games in a regular season, and they've had a couple years when they had a chance to do something. And you thought, okay, wow, they might actually win a playoff game or do something different, and it never happened. And it's not just about losing, because they could have gone to Baltimore, Chris, and lost. And it would have been acceptable if they showed up. You know, like that, losing to Baltimore in Baltimore ain't the end of the world. I'm going to keep it real and be honest. It's not.
Right.
But to not show up, to turn in a stinker like that where people, there were some, Greg Jennings included, they're the best team in the NFC. Greg Jennings.
You never miss a chance to take a shot at Greg.
Hello, is this on? Greg Jennings, if I didn't know you played in the NFL, I'm starting to question it. I want him to hear this tape.
Is that the real Greg Jennings?
I don't. Is it Greg Jennings? Is it Greg Jennings or is it Greg Jennings? Because he told me first that Daniel Jones was a top 10 quarterback, and then he told me the Lions are the best team in the NFC, Chris. This is coming from a guy.
No, the NFL.
Oh, the NFL. Well, I'm sorry.
I got to try to defend Greg. We can all be wrong. That's all
I'm okay.
I mean,
but it's okay to be wrong, Chris. but Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback. That's way wrong. And the Lions are the best team in the NFL. That's double way wrong. Greg,
that's a tough stretch.
No way, no how. Go cover soccer. What are you doing? And this is why I'm not going to crown the Lions. I'm not going to give them any glory. I'm not going to cash their ticket, punch their ticket, give them love. No love from Rob Parker until you do one very important thing. Win a damn playoff game. And I get it, Chris. They can't win a playoff game now. But that's why. Because I've seen these kind of games. This is not what... Are you kidding? Lions fans had to be bummed out. This was a test. Everybody talked about it, Chris. Am I right or wrong? This was a test.
Yeah, no, that was, I'd say, the second biggest game of the weekend behind Miami-Philly.
And I'm not trying to poo-poo their season, Chris, but the one win, they beat Kansas, the one that they played three games to me. Kansas City, they barely beat. They're missing two of their best players, two of their three best players. Mahomes played, and they were missing the other two.
Chris Jones and Travis Kelce were out.
Okay.
And I'm not going to take that win away
no,
from
I'm
them.
No, I'm not. But
it's a good win. But look, honestly, and I like Detroit. I still like Detroit, and I'll get to that. But honestly, Rob, if those two play, or maybe even one of them, Kansas City probably wins that game.
Right. And here's probably the other one. They played Seattle at home after the Kansas City win, Chris. You're supposed to, you know, galvanize and
right.
You're coming home. You just beat the defending Super Bowl champs. And they gave up, 35 points or something like that to Seattle at home. So my point is, in those kind of games, barely beat Kansas City, down two of their three best players. Come home after that, full house. Everybody was told to wear blue ski masks. They should have wore blue paper bags, for that game. They lose that
right.
game. And now this game. That's the problem I have when it comes to the Lions, and I will not give them credit. Is it 1-0 Texas? My God.
Seager hit a homer.
Seager. Man, he's been something for them. There you go. But, Chris, that's my take.
I'm not going to go nearly as far as you. It was Rob, a lot of people predicted they would win this game. And Greg Jennings was not the only one saying Detroit was the best team in football.
Who else said it?
I think I saw at least one of the commentators at ESPN say it, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not going to say the name because I don't
not sure.
know if it's, I'm sure right, but I'm pretty sure I heard that on Get Up or something like that. But it was a bad showing. But I'm going to say this, Rob, and I get your viewpoint having covered, you know, this team
for 20 years,
for two decades, yeah, in Detroit. But we know, Rob, that teams will have stinkers, okay? San Francisco had no bit. They lost to Cleveland with P.J. Walker playing quarterback. All right. So their third string quarterback, at least at that point he was. Last year. Now, Kansas City's different. They won championships, so I get that. But Indianapolis beat them last year. We saw the Eagles just lose to the Jets last week, right? Dallas had an absolute stinker in a very similar to this, Rob. It was a big game, right? Everybody was looking at it as a measuring stick. Dallas was hyped up for it, and they get destroyed. And they haven't won in almost 30 years. So we get that their pedigree going way back is much better than Detroit's. But recently it hadn't been good. It's been a little, everybody's is a little better than Detroit's. But, you know, they haven't, it's been going on 30 years now that they haven't been able to get to the Final Four. And so I don't think you're writing them off because of what happened to them against San Francisco. I mocked the Cowboys because of Jerry Jones running his mouth and all that. I think it creates a culture that, you know, puts a target on their back. And that's why I mock them when they have these no-show games. But I'm not going to write off the Lions because now I don't think, right, I have them on that tier too. I think the best teams in the NFC are San Francisco and Philly. And then I'd put Detroit in that next group with Dallas. If somebody wants to throw Seattle in there, you know, we'll see if they get in there, but they're playing okay. So I unlike you, Rob, I think if they just make it to the, they should make the playoffs. They should win that division. It's horrible. If they make it to the playoffs, and depending on who they play. Now, if they play a weak team, Rob, or, you know, presumably weak as a playoff team, and lose, like, I don't know. Let's say.
So you're saying if they go to the playoffs and lose, you would say that's a good year?
Absolutely. Because remember, Dallas or Philadelphia is going to be a wild card. Right, in that NFC East. And so if Detroit wins the NFC North and faces one of them, I mean, I'm not gonna kill them if they lose a one touchdown game to Dallas. I'm just throwing something out, you know, or something like that. I think there's steps like you, because I could throw out Miami. The two games they've had, they got blown out, but you've said look at what they did last year too. Right. So both of these teams are taking steps. Miami, you give them a little credit for last year. They made the playoffs. They actually played fairly well in the game that they lost to Buffalo. So now you're taking that into consideration as to why you're not tossing them out with actually two bad losses on their record this year. So I think Detroit is also these are stepping stones for them. I think, Rob, if they got to the playoffs, now if they lose, I'm trying to think of who comes out of that. Maybe if a couple teams come out of that NFC South, like it's an Atlanta, Rob, or a Tampa or New Orleans, then I'll probably have some issue. You know what I mean? I wouldn't go there fugazi like you, but that would be disappointing, right? If they get a bye, I don't know if they get the bye, but if they lose to one of those teams, then that's a different story. But if they lose to a Dallas or a Philly or somebody like that, I'm, you know, it has to, the context will matter to me whether I write them off. But Rob, I will say this. I think it's going to be interesting, especially from your perspective, because they should run off. I told you they've got only one game remaining against a team that currently has a winning record. And so, Rob, their record is likely to be gaudy. Right, they got the Raiders, the Chargers, the Bears, the Packers, the Saints, the Bears, the Broncos, the Vikings. Those are their next, I don't know, is that seven games?
Right. And it's
think
fine.
Think about that.
But you could
they
do
could
all
go
that.
Six of,
they,
even if they lose. No, that's my point.
Right. They don't,
I'm
but they
just
don't
saying
play those
they may
teams
have a
when it comes
record.
To the playoff.
Right.
That's the problem. Right.
But would you agree if they meet a Dallas in the playoffs?
No,
and
I don't know.
You killing them?
I just think that at some point you got to win a playoff game. You can't. They're going to be in Detroit, right? If they win the division, it's going to be at home.
Right.
They're going to be favorite. And you know, and you're saying a one score game. What if they lose, Chris, by three touchdowns? I mean, then that wouldn't that change your mind?
Yeah,
like they're
I mean,
not
the
ready for prime.
Context will be important for
and
me.
We should
I'm not
say,
just going to say if they don't win. Period. I'm done with them.
It's 2-0 Texas.
All right. All right. Well, let's get to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Were the Detroit Lions exposed as fugazi, as imposters, as pretenders, as chump change by getting blown out by the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday? Your thoughts next. A couple. 877-99 on Fox. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You get a multi-policy discount by combining your ATV, boat, RV, and more. All your protection in one place. Trust us. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's a wonderful thing. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Detroit? Were they exposed by Baltimore as fugazi?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off. That's Robert. Is that South Carolina? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And it is 3-0. Texas in the first inning still batting. Go ahead, Robert.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Great show. Love to listen to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to call them frauds because in their last, 17 games, including what they played this year and the ending of last season, they're 13-4. So, yeah. And I mean, now, the only caveat that I will say, if you look at the end of last year, those last 10 games or so, and the beginning of this season, I want you to look at the teams that they beat at the end of last year. and look at the teams that they have most.
They weren't great teams. They beat Jacksonville, pounded Jacksonville, and beat Minnesota when Minnesota was 13-win team last
right.
year.
Be careful with division wins. Yep.
And then Green Bay, remember they kept Green Bay out of the playoffs. Now you're right. Outside of that, it was pretty.
And don't forget
weak or pedestrian.
The game that they needed to win was right. that game with the
Carolina.
Panthers, right? And they lost. And they got
which was bad.
They gave up 350 yards on the ground. If you remember that. All right.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
That's
appreciate
the type
it.
Of loss that fits your narrative.
It sure does. Yeah, that's picture perfect. AJ in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. AJ.
Yep, we got you.
All right. I appreciate you putting me on tonight. I just think the Lions got to run with the big dogs in order to learn from the big dogs. And I go back to the Bad Boys of the Pistons era. It took them a while to get over the humps past the Celtics. And likewise, down the road, Jordan Bowles took a while to figure out the Pistons. So until Detroit can get to the playoffs and play with the real competition, so to speak, and I know every day anybody can win a game, but until you start playing with the upper-level competition on a regular basis, you can't compare yourself just by your record. So I got to say thanks for having me on. Appreciate your feedback.
Fair comment. I mean, it was a good measuring stick. And look, give them credit, even though Kelce and Chris Jones weren't there. That was a great win in Kansas City. That was ring night, right? They're dropping banners. It's in Arrowhead, all that. So that was a good win. But they need to rob these teams. I mentioned their schedule's pretty weak. They need to beat these teams. You know, don't play around. They need to handle these teams.
I get it. Hey, you got to pile up on those. If you don't, then you got a problem. Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Them two dudes. What's going on, fellas?
How you?
What's up?
Oh, man, I'm great, brother. I don't like to use that word exposed because exposed is based off expectations. And I've been somebody here been fighting the last couple of weeks. Everybody, you believe yet? You believe yet? No, I don't believe, man. Watch the games. Like the guy said, it's not just about wins and losses. It's about who you play. You know what I'm saying? The Lions didn't really play nobody. Like, everybody, like, even Kansas City, like I said, it was out two of their best players. Crucial players. So I've never bought into the hype of that. I think they're a good to decent team that with a few more players and had a few more good players, then they can move up. But right now they're at that bottom of that second tier to me. That's just my
opinion. I think their defense is where they need to improve. Now, obviously, the offense wasn't great on Sunday either. But defensively, they're not elite. It's just as simple as that. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson is. That dude is great. But they got to improve defensively overall on that side of the ball. They do some things well, don't get me wrong. And they've had a nice jump, Rob, from last year. But they're not elite defensively like some of these other top-tier teams. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob Woodson's around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys and gals, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match. Up to $100 today. Our next guest, Hall of Fame defensive back, one of the best to ever do it, Super Bowl champion, all that. Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Rod Woodson. Rod, what's up?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
How you?
I'm good, man. Blessed.
Good, awesome. Good. We had a great football weekend, so let's get into it. The game of the weekend was Philadelphia-Miami, and I thought Philadelphia would win going in, Rob, because of their physicality. I thought, you know, Miami obviously is a great offensive team, but they're a finesse team. And yeah. I thought that Philly's just toughness on both sides of the ball would be too much for them, and that proved to be the case. What do you think about that? You know, is that what you saw? And how does Miami, because they, Buffalo, now Buffalo had Matt Milano at that time, so they were a little better defensively and very physical. Not quite so much now, but is that something Miami can improve on this year? If you agree with me that, you know, these ultra elite teams, San Francisco, if you say Baltimore, Kansas City's got a great defense, and of course Philly, can did you think Philly was too physical for them, and can Miami fix that this year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've always been a fan of Philly. Their defense, I mean, they got some players, especially it starts up front. You know, big base, big play Slay, got him an interception at the end to kind of seal the whole deal. Their offense is physical. Miami, you know, it's just the same thing happened last year. Remember last year, what did they start? 4-0, 5-4, was it something like that, right? They're hot again?
Yeah, they started hot.
And
yep.
I just think, you know, a team like that, they're going to keep getting it. And we've been seeing that kind of repeat plays. And what they were doing and what they should do is, like, I'm going to always, especially, let's say, if only one of the speed guys, especially Tyreek Hill, if he's playing, I'm rolling down to him every time he's there, and I'm hitting him at the line of scrimmage and making it tough on him to get off the ball. And if you see some of the defenses that they had, that's what they were doing. They were making it tough on him. They weren't giving him too many free releases. And a finesse offense always wants those free releases so they can get downfield, make big plays in space. And they weren't giving them space. Those linebackers were dropping deeper than normal. They were making plays. Can they correct it? I'm not sure. Now, we'll see when, you know, when Jalen comes in and Xavier Howard comes back on the back end, the corners. We'll see. Can they get – I don't know if they're going to get more physical. You know, they got some better athletes back there. I don't know if they'll be that much more physical, though. So it would be yet to be seen to have an offense play that dynamic all year long. It's hard to do.
Rod, let me ask you. I know you do the Ravens games, right, on radio. So the big matchup was the Lions and the Ravens. Some people were saying that the Lions are the best team in the NFC or best team in the NFL.
NFL, yeah.
I mean, there was people going crazy over this Lions team. I'm not there. Any franchise that has one playoff win since 1957, I need to see them win. But, Rod, that was supposed to be a big game for them, and they got dismantled. What did you make of the Lions in that game?
Well, you know, watching the film leading up to it, they play a lot of guys in the box, talking about the Detroit Lions defense. So I knew Lamar was going to have opportunities taking shots down the field if they can establish some type of run game. The offensive line did a great job of establishing a run game. And then offensive coordinator Ty Monken, he did a great job of having some new plays when they got into the red zone because they struggled last week. They were 1-6 in the red zone. And this time they got into the red zone and did different plays than they normally would do, and they scored. And so for me, listen, if this offense gets going, and I'm talking about the Baltimore Ravens offense,
right,
and it connects to like what the defense is doing, I don't know too many teams are going to beat them. This is a really good defense. They fly around. Ever since they got Roquan Smith, man, they have been a really good defense. They've gotten better each and every week. And Brandon Stevens, Geno Stone, those guys are playing really good football as backups, but, I mean, they're playing like starters. In the National Football League, they're making plays after plays after play. And then Justin Madubuike, he's playing like an animal up front. So, you know, I wasn't too surprised because I didn't think Detroit really played anybody yet.
Right.
And I thought that Baltimore was a better football team if they have both played their best game.
Rod, let me ask you, too, about Justin Herbert. Brandon Staley's done enough damage to that team, and he's not, you know, with the crazy calls and all that. And I know everybody loves Justin Herbert. He jumped on the scene, was unbelievable his rookie year. He looks like a quarterback, size and strength and arm and all that. But he hasn't played well. I mean, he's throwing picks at the end of games. Chris brought up a stat. He has the most, since coming into the league, Chris, right, the most interceptions
in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
He had an interception to lose the Dallas game. He had an interception yesterday. I mean, at some point, doesn't he have to play better as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he missed Keenan Allen a couple times, wide open.
Right, that was in that Dallas game, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was wide open. He missed him by 5 yards, which, you know, the elite quarterbacks don't do. I haven't really studied him to say he's not. Everybody, I know he's talented. I do know that.
Oh, yeah, and no doubt.
But everybody's talented in the National Football League. That's why they're there. And it's really, you know, he has to play to his ability to help his football team. The great player, and this is the problem I have with everybody saying, this guy is great, this guy is the best, T.J. Watt's the best player in the history of football.
Yes.
I'm tired of hearing it because the game is different. Back in the day, they were running the ball 60% of the time, throwing the ball 40% of the time or 35% of the time. They're throwing the ball more, so they should have more sack. They should have more interceptions.
Right.
They should have more strip sack. So just because a guy's doing that more than what Reggie White did doesn't mean he's better than Reggie White.
It was a different game, 100%. We
Absolutely.
Talk about it all the time.
Absolutely.
The stats are so inflated. They look at all of these quarterbacks who are middle of the road, got better stats than some of the all-time greats. Sure, they throw every down.
And they don't
Absolutely.
Get hit. They're protected,
right.
Unlike the back in the day. Rod, what are your thoughts on Philadelphia's brotherly shove, the tush push, whatever you want to call it? Because there's a lot of talk that the league's going to ban it next year. What are your thoughts on it, and do you think they should ban it?
They're the only team that's doing it the right way. Everybody else is trying it, and they're getting stopped.
Right. So what do you think it is about? Is it Kelsey? Well, is it the offensive line
Kelsey's
in general? What is it?
Your Kelsey, and then your quarterback is freaking massive. So you're not stopping him, right? So he's an addition to that. But if you watch them, Kelsey, most of the teams, when they snap it, the center snaps it, he dives down. Well, Kelsey doesn't dive down. Kelsey pushes out, and then you see Jalen. Jalen is like his head is right behind him, and he's just pushing. And as soon as the two individual players behind Jalen pushes him, that's when the pile goes forward.
Right. Because it's almost a delay, right? It doesn't go forward away. Right.
It doesn't happen right away. It's a delay. But, you know, other teams need to put stronger guys behind their quarterbacks. And you need bigger quarterbacks to do that. You can't have a little skinny quarterback and think he's going to do something. He's going to move the pile by himself.
That's got to be, I would think, demoralizing to a defense. When they show you, this is what we're doing. Can you stop it? No. Do you think that could have an effect on the defense?
Yeah, don't let him get third and short. I mean, don't let him win on first and second.
He just said and done. You know that.
Right. Do you think it should be banned, or is it more dangerous than a typical play?
No, I mean, you know, like the big hits have been happening. Some of the big hits have been happening. You know, like a week ago, Kyle Hamilton got ejected. My man with the Denver Broncos, he got ejected. Now he got
four games.
Because they're hitting receivers hard, and they don't want that because what happened? What happened years ago? They got sued for what? Concussion.
Yeah,
right.
So they're protecting their brand. It's not because they don't want to see it.
They don't want to pay.
Right. So they're protecting their brand. They're protecting the shield. All the fans want to see it because all the fans go, ooh. They want to see that. Back in the day, everybody loved seeing those hard hits.
Man. Oh, yeah. They had whole videos and shows about them.
Yeah, so a lot of things are going on in the league that, you know, you look at Indy, end of the game, the ball thrown out of bounds, and they call pass interference.
Right. Yeah.
It's uncatchable. It can't be pass interference.
Right, if the ball couldn't catch it, right. Right.
I mean, Rod, we got to run.
18-foot ladder.
We're up against it. But great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you, brother. All right.
The rich keep getting richer in the NBA, Rob. We'll talk about that next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch for you to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now, folks. Get tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Rob, believe it or not, my goodness, the NBA season is upon us starting tomorrow night with regular season games. And they're starting off big, Rob. The Lakers at the Nuggets. Grudge match there. Obviously, Denver and mainly Coach Michael Malone did a lot of talking, trash talking, during the series and after the series and after they won the championship. And the Lakers have said that they've taken account and taken note of what Denver's been saying. And so we'll see how that game goes. The Lakers,
too bad,
I think,
too bad they don't
had a
play
good offseason.
Too bad they don't play. The coach isn't playing. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, because the players weren't doing much talking. Right. It was Michael Malone. But, you know, Michael Malone and LeBron have a relationship and a history. He coached LeBron in Cleveland. And so I don't know what their relationship is now. But, you know, I think the Lakers had a good offseason, too. So,
but not
they,
good
they're
to
be tough.
To me, not good enough to pass what Denver has going, barring injuries. I always have to say that. And that's my only point about it is it's all right to say all that and talk all that and be mad at the coach or whatever, but you still got to play people out on the court. The issue I have with the Lakers, and it's hard for me to just ever get behind anything and think that they're going, is that they have two players who have a history of injuries. And that's always going to play into how good the Lakers are going to be. No, right. It's just a part of their story.
And LeBron's because of his age.
Right.
But in Anthony Davis. Now, Anthony Davis was talking, saying him and LeBron talked about all that the Nuggets were saying and they looking forward to the game. So, look, I liked what I heard from AD because it sounded like he was like, yo, I'm coming. All right, but he's got to stay healthy. No, nobody doubts his ability. He's just got to stay healthy and bring it every night. You got Phoenix and Golden State following that. So there are really some hot games tomorrow night. That's going to be a lot of fun. But, Rob, there is other news on the eve of the season, and that is Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Milwaukee Bucks signing a 3-year, $186 million extension. Now, he already had, Rob G, what do you have, 2 years this year and next year left on his deal?
That is correct.
So this will keep him here
this 3-year extension is more like a 2-year extension because he's basically opting into his player option to add two more years to his current deal.
Okay.
So he's got 3 years after this one left. So 4 years including this. He'll be in Milwaukee for 4 years including this one. I like it for both parties. I mean, obviously, if you're the Bucks, you want to lock him up and make sure he's with you as long as possible. And if you're Giannis, he could have waited and become a free agent, right, Rob G? And I think gotten more money. But I think for him, Rob, you never know. He hasn't been an injury-prone guy. But
he's smart, Chris.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you doing?
At any point.
Right.
And so get that money locked up. And, you know, Rob, James Harden, now not because of injury, but remember, James Harden turned down an extension with the Nets. Turned down the extension
and
with
now,
Philly.
And now, like belly, and now he's sick exactly. to death. And now he's sick exactly. to death. You don't turn down. There's certain contracts and guarantee. We talk about it, Chris, all the time. And I'm going to stay on it. When Juan Soto turned down $440 million from the Washington Nationals, he'll never get that. Like, you got to be crazy.
What did he end up getting?
Nothing. He still hasn't gotten a contract yet. No.
He's a free agent this summer?
I think he's got one more year. Next summer, Chris. He still hasn't gotten paid.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, when there's a certain amount of money that's put on the table for you, you just got to sign it. You can't overthink it. Oh, no, I want to wait. Everything's going to go up in 3 years.
Right.
You might get hurt in 3 years. You might play poorly. Something can happen to you. You know, Ben Simmons, you got something like that, Chris, could wind up where you don't get paid. Why would you not sign it?
No doubt about it.
He did the right thing.
And the thing is, for a guy like Giannis, like that first, so he's got 3 years after this. If he became a free agent, he could have signed for four or five years. That fourth year from now, he'll be able to get big money if he's healthy, right? So he'll be fine. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.